This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Officer is charged. Rare still that a police officer is held accountable. But we are at a moment in this country where last year we lost 950 people at the hands of the police. Thus far this year, 706 people, 15 in the state of Oklahoma. This feels like a state of emergency for policing.
What is going on in this country? Conversations like that one taking place everywhere. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to see the photos in the last couple of days coming out of Charlotte. Even the family calling for release of the police footage, saying to the protesters to not be out of control. The curfew has slammed into Charlotte and kind of calmed the chaos of the last few days. There are troops on the streets there. I mean, this is Charlotte, North Carolina. If you've ever spent any time there, it is just to me so surprising to see this on the heels of a cop in Tulsa who shot and killed an unarmed black man be charged with manslaughter. In this case, we are still waiting for the initial reports, but the evidence doesn't stack up against the police officer in Charlotte. In fact, it was a black cop that shot a black perpetrator, I'll call him, and they believe and have stood by him to say that once everything is processed, that's what it'll come out as. But protesters, it's a tipping point. This has happened across the country. I think they turned out in mass on Thursday with a lot of pressure on the cops to release the video that could resolve these different accountings of the shooting. So you had demonstrators that were screaming, release the tape, release the tape, blocking off an intersection right near a key area in the heart of the city's business district. They continued to march as the police watched. The National Guard was carrying rifles. They were in front of office buildings to stop another night of possible violence. The mayor, Jennifer Roberts, signed a curfew order from midnight until 6 a.m., despite the fact that the police chief said he didn't see a need for you. But there were protesters that climbed onto Interstate 277, blocked traffic. They stood in the middle of the highway. So far, police have resisted releasing the police dash cam and body cam footage after the death of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott earlier this week. His family was shown the footage Thursday and demanded that the cops release it to the public. The family's lawyer said he couldn't tell whether Scott was holding a gun. Oh, boy, it's always that debate. Charlotte certainly is on the list of cities shaken by these protests and recriminations over the death of a black man at the hands of a cop. But this time, too, by the way, like I mentioned, the police officer happens to be a black police officer. Coming so quickly after Tulsa. Prosecutors, again, I'll reemphasize this, there charged a white officer with manslaughter for killing an unarmed black man on a city street last week after a stalled car incident. Wow. So what is it going to take to stop the kind of violent outcry when it's violent that can lead to more people dying who don't need to be in the middle of a crowd that is peaceful, but then all of a sudden gets raucous and it leads to disastrous consequences. Just absolutely disastrous. What some are saying, I was reading an interesting quote from a professor at Pace University School of Law. He's saying that we've seen too many situations that the video tell the truth and the police who were involved in the shooting tell lies. Ooh. He said it's irresponsible of the police not to release the video immediately. If you remember last year, a Chicago police officer was charged with murder the same day the city released dash cam video that showed him shooting a black teenager 16 times. So that footage contradicted the accounts of officers who said that the teen had a knife and was swinging it at them. The dangerous thing here is, besides what's going on in these specific cities, is the continuing pounding that innocent cops will take as a result of this. Right? Coming up, we're going to lighten the load and take you to the movies. Thank goodness, right? It's been a strange week on the campaign trail, that's for sure. The polls tightening up, and it depends on what poll you look at. This in front of the presidential debates, you know, when they're happening, a handful of days, less than a week. On Monday, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton go toe-to-toe. I hope both of them are well. After her mild case of pneumonia, this debate, I think, is going to be the biggest watch debate ever. Ever. That's an easy prediction to make. I really believe that. People can't get enough of this wild-ass circus, can they? They can't. And I think that it'll continue through the three debates. And the three debates could have, ultimately, a big sway over how some vote. I mean, it's a question I asked months ago. Do you know how you're voting? Do the people around you, more importantly, because you can get a sense, do your own polling, how are the people around you voting? You can tell by what they say. Maybe they don't need any push in either direction, but there is a giant chunk of eligible voters who are the in-betweens, not the deplorables, the in-betweens. So they're independent and they might not know which way they're going. There is a play for that group from both of the candidates because that could amount to a lot of voters. And even if traditionally they vote Democratic, it's not unheard of to vote for a Republican. I'm going to say that could go either way. And that's why the debates to me are so big, so huge, so paramount for either one of these two. Either one. Coming up, we're taking you to the movies. So you can kick back, relax, and see what's on tap. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Two, three, woo-hoo, 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 woo-hoo. Well, my heart knows better than me myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Woo-hoo, sitting in the movies, watching the big screen with my hand in the popcorn, unfortunately without butter, and a giant, giant thing of water, plus my One World Way. Sounds so, so good. That's where I was last week. I went to see Snowden. We reviewed Snowden, and I have to give it a thumbs up. If you were interested in what happened with Snowden, and of course we followed it here on the show and talked to a lot of different people surrounding the Snowden incident and his escape to Cuba. I called it his escape to Cuba. But just everything that broke and what was revealed and how much more could be revealed too as well. I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt did a great job portraying him, and it was just really interesting. I thought the movie was pretty interesting. So I would give it a thumbs up. This week at the movies, this is a remake, but it was a very, very popular movie in its time. And remakes are finding their way into a lot of people's list of movies I want to go and see. So the original Magnificent Seven was just critically acclaimed. So when you go and you redo a movie, you know, when you bring it back to life, which happened, if you remember, with Ocean's 11, you're just talking about a movie from the original movie from 1960. And this movie stars Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt's in it, Ethan Hawke's in it. A lot of faces that you would recognize in this remake of this classic movie. It'd be wild to be one of those actors and be offered the movie. I think just because of the, you look at the cast from before even, and the cast of the original movie, Yul Brynner, Eli Wallach, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, Robert Vaughn, James Coburn. Crazy. All right, here's a sneak peek so you can listen to what the new one sounds like.
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Danny dead? Pity.
I had just ordered a drink from that man.
Take a job, looking for some men to join you.
Is it difficult? Impossible.
How many you got so far?
You and me.
Who's she?
We work for her.
Good Lord.
That's right.
That man murdered Mazik.
I want something. I take it.
He will take everything we have.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
I need more than a few to help us fight.
What a bunch of misfits we are.
You know how to shoot that thing? I'm good.
So am I.
You're welcome, my friend.
Oh, we're good. We got a Mexican.
I sense we are bonding. Oh.
We got seven.
He's got an army.
And they'll be murdered
by the world's greatest lover.
Why are you here? Fighting someone else's fight.
These people deserve their lives, but just make sure we're fighting the battle in front of us, not the battle behind.
Every man's got the right to choose where he dies.
We have nowhere else to go, so...
I just wanted to blow something up.
Is that a plan?
How'd we do?
I think we killed them all.
All right, I like it. I think I might not get to see it on the big screen, but I will see it streaming for sure. We go to animation and this flick called Storks.
Seriously.
I'm not talking to you. I'm mad at you.
Oh, no, really?
I'm going to devour this thing. It tastes like flowers.
Okay, this tiny thing is now a wolf, everybody.
Hey, I want to teach it to walk around in circles.
Yes.
Before it lays down.
Yes,
that's
yes.
My favorite thing to teach. Hey.
Grab the baby, let's go.
You're probably asking yourself how a stork, a girl, and a baby wound up in this situation. Let me go back and start at the beginning of the story.
Junior, you know why I built my office entirely out of glass, even though birds can't see glass?
I do not.
Power move. I'm getting out of babies and into package delivery.
A new phone!
Cool, 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 cool. Very cool.
Monday, it'll all be yours. Sorry, any monumental screw-up.
Orphan Tulip?
Junior? Oh, a tulip is just fine. Orphan hurts my heart.
There's a quail, an emu, there's a chicken. They cannot fly.
She's helping us achieve our dreams.
This is gonna be great, guys.
Tulip?
What is that?
It's a baby.
Aww. Storks don't deliver babies anymore.
If this baby finds her family, then maybe I can find mine.
You'll find your family.
You think?
For sure.
This is crazy. We are delivering a baby.
If anyone finds out about this, I am dead meat.
Powder.
Baby powder.
Have you seen a red-headed lady at a stork?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw two that fit that description the other day.
No, man, I will not be your friend.
Sorry. Thought we were vibing.
We're going to destroy the whole room?
We have to replace the chimney with a slide for when the storks deliver my baby brother.
What he said.
Dads are fun, moms are mean.
I heard that.
Moms are fun, too.
Put down that baby.
Shh.
Are you in love?
I'm in love, too.
I agree.
We go from an animated flick that was pretty obvious to understand to this one called IT.
My name is Mike Regan. I own this company. Let me talk to you about the future.
In the beginning, Stork.
I crashed.
Grab the temp gun.
I really saved my ass in there. Maybe I can come over to our house. Have a look at our internet.
Ed Porter, ma'am. I'm the IT guy.
This is our daughter, Kaylin.
Hi.
You know, smart panels in your home have built-in cameras, right? I had them disabled. I like my privacy.
Good luck with that.
Evening, Mike. Caitlin, she texted me.
This is family friends. Have a good night.
Who was it?
Nobody.
We have an issue. We've been hacked.
Man with a successful business and the perfect family. You're not the master of the universe, Mike.
We'll see how tough you are when your little planes start falling out of the sky.
Until we can clean out the hack, everything's grounded.
You have any evidence that he's actually done any of these things?
Change everything. Passwords, codes, secure this place. The pictures you take, the things you put out there, they can be used to hurt you.
Privacy's over, Mike. It's all in the world now.
I want you to fix it.
I promise.
He has serious mental health issues. He is a bad man.
I'm going to kill you, boy. It's as simple as that.
All right, you gotta love it. Lots of movies. If you see any of them, review them and send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. Pierce Brosnan, the star of that one. It's a thriller. Looks pretty good to me. That's another one I would probably stream. Everyone's worst nightmare. Somebody crashes everything in your company, everything in your life, makes up a bunch of lies. Oh yeah, that does happen. And pumps it out there. Stay with us.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of We Can Count, and boy can we. In Puerto Rico the other day, it was terrible. You know, we talk about these power outages. They had 1.5 million people without power in Puerto Rico in the dark. Imagine this on an island. I was looking at a map of the island, and the blackout caused traffic jams. Businesses had to close. And they say, you know, it lasted for hours, and electricity is still barely getting back on. Imagine the havoc that causes with airports. We know that, of course, here on the mainland, here in the United States, when that happens, and there have been power outages that maybe you've experienced. I know I've experienced them. We've talked about them on the air, what's happened when the power's gone out in my neighborhood. We've had a couple of really bad storms. It's been a while, but then, you know, all of a sudden everything is out, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and emptying refrigerators, and that goes to that emergency preparedness thing. All right, this one is going to make your hair stand on end. I promise you, when you hear this, I just was reading a story about the government granted citizenship to at least 850 people who were ordered to be deported or removed from the United States. It's interesting because Grimm called the other day and he talked about this story, and I checked with my Border Patrol friend and he said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And as it turns out, absolutely, there were these immigrants that were facing deportation, and suddenly they're not. So how did that happen? Shoddy paperwork, you know, ridiculous in looking at this story. You know, the USCIS granting at least that many people that were supposed to be removed, and
you know, why did that happen? How did that happen? This goes to Homeland Security and falling through the cracks that we keep talking about. And for Donald Trump, that was more fodder on the campaign trail because he's been talking about immigration and the problems with immigration and not tackling, and I've said this for a long time, the paperwork aspect where people are and keeping track of who's in and who's out where it makes sense. All right, this is a story about a car accident. Shanti Lowe, died in a car crash, just 40 years old. I didn't realize that. You know, the rap community really rallies around its own. And he was known for a song called Day Now. And, you know, it was about the mothers of his 11 children. Well, he died on Wednesday after a car crash in Atlanta. His manager told a local radio station, to let them know. And seriously, this guy, Georgia native, was a founding member of a pretty big group called D4L that at one point, if you go back to 2006, they had a song that was number one on the Billboard 100 chart. If you're a rap fan, you might remember it. It's Laffy Taffy. But here's the cool thing. The song made it into the Guinness Book of World Records in 2007 as the most downloaded song, one of the biggest hits in the hip-hop subgenre known as snap music. Snap music. So dead in a car accident at the age of 40, as I mentioned. All right, moving along to some interesting number stories. This is one that's pretty interesting. Picture this, a statue turning up after 80 years. So let me just rephrase that. Yes, 80 years, a Colombian statue was found after 8 decades, and this ceramic piece was identified after it was put up for sale. I love these stories. So an art historian with Hampstead Auctions was the name of the place, noticed a number of red flags when researching this artifact, and then so there was some suspicion, as to what the scoop is. Looking at the base of the figure was registration number for a museum, number one. So there's this group called the Art Recovery Group, which is a London-based company. They focus on art repatriation, so they had started identifying what the item was, and it turns out this museum in Cartagena had no record of how the sculpture disappeared, but it did disappear from the Columbia National Museum, and it was part of a collection. Isn't that crazy? So think about it. It's like this slab figures, and it was a male, and it was ranged in height from 4 to 20 inches. They were really super, super famous. And these ceramic figures were made by people who were in the hills and the valleys during the centuries before the Spanish conquest in the 1530s. So imagine how old that piece was. So, of course, they were thrilled to get it back, needless to say. I mean, completely thrilled. This is a sad story, but a good story in one way that there's some closure. I used to live by this college called Cal Poly. I used to live in a place called Morro Bay, and I can remember people talking about this story recently that I know that still stayed there. A Cal Poly student named Kristen Smart. There's a break in this case finally because she was a freshman at Cal Poly in 1996. She walked home from an off-campus frat party with a bunch of other students. She was just 19. She was seen near her dorm and disappeared. She didn't go to her room, didn't contact friends, didn't have identification or money or clothing when she disappeared, so there was a massive search, I mean, everywhere for her, all the way up and down the California coast. And they kept interviewing this male student who said he worked with her and saw her walking toward her dorm. But they never found Smart, and she was declared dead in 2002. No arrests were made. So they were digging, a team were digging for Smart's remains on an area of the campus, and the evacuation, I know this place well, is taking place, or the excavation is taking place near the Cal Poly P, which is a giant letter that's in the hillside, and they're watching, you know, people are watching the what's happening. So the sheriff's office never stopped investigating the case, they said, and they developed these leads, and based on the leads, they had three dogs from Quantico, Virginia, who were flown in to search, and for, you know, they're trained for specific scents, and they say they're going to go down about 3 feet at the spots where the dogs detected something. And how about that? So what a break that is. Because we're talking 20 years. So all of a sudden you have this is your worst nightmare. You have this kid that you adore that goes to college that's doing the right thing, and just boom, you never see them again. They just flat out disappear. You have a missing kid. You'd have no idea. And as the parents now say, we never had the opportunity to bury, to bury her, because at this point, it's a foregone conclusion that, you know, that's what happened to her. And now I love the fact that they didn't just let this case just disappear. 20 years, and I mean, that's a cold case, but they were paying attention. They were paying attention to leave still, and I say to that, bravo. Jim Carrey, the man of a thousand faces, is being sued, as we continue, we can count, over his girlfriend's drug overdose. I mentioned this the other day, but this is, some details came out. This is a story from back in September of 2015. Kat White, a 30-year-old hairstylist and beautician, was found dead in her house in Sherman Oaks. So now what the family is saying, because she dated Jim Carrey, is that he was getting her what she needed, meaning she had a lethal overdose of prescription drugs, including Ambien, and I talked about this, and Percocet. And so they're saying that they're accusing him of getting her the drugs, because he wouldn't have been able to get the drugs, and or she wouldn't have been able to, and she had had problems in the past. So needless to say, Carrie is saying that they're trying to take advantage of the situation. It's sad because she was such a great lady, and that's, you know, ruining her name and whatnot. But I have a feeling that we'll continue to hear more about that story. I don't think it's going to necessarily disappear, let's put it that way. And it's sad, you see a picture of him, actually, he's a pallbearer, and he's holding her coffin, and it's and he looks just so dejected, let's put it that way. All right, one last one here for We Can Count, and it has to do with the New York bombing. Investigators are looking for two witnesses. They're trying to find these two witnesses. They've actually sent out videotape of them. They want to speak to the two guys that were seen on the surveillance video removing a pressure cooker with wires and duct tape with the piece of luggage left in the Chelsea neighborhood. You can see the photograph. You can clearly see them. And they've tweeted it out. They put it out all over. And they say the men aren't accused of wrongdoing, but they're interested in speaking to them. There's no criminal charges. They won't be arrested. But it says that they located a piece of luggage on the sidewalk, removed the device from the luggage, then left the device behind, but they took the luggage. So that is curious, right? What's that about? So I have a feeling, because their face is everywhere, that they'll end up being able to find those two guys. All right, once again, this is another edition in the books, as they say, of We Can Count.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers from love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Once again, unbelievable amount of letters that we get to this show, or emails. It's not actually physical letters, although Grim did send me some stuff in the mail. So, let's jump to the mailbag. This is our first one. This is from Scott, who says, Kate, what is the scoop on this dude in New York? What's going on there? Supposedly they're looking for two guys who picked up the luggage that the pressure cooker was in. What do you think happened here? Do you think they're involved? Well, who knows what the deal is with that? They picked up the pressure cooker and then they took the luggage. So they have Rahimi, who's been charged, and in the meantime they're looking for these two guys to. They say they have nothing to do, they're not going to face charges, it has nothing to do with that, but they want to ask them questions, I suppose. And you clearly can see them on the tape, and they don't look rattled or like they're trying to snake off or, you know, whatever. So this unexploded pressure cooker was found a few blocks away in Chelsea. The blast pushed a dumpster 100 feet, shattered windows 400 feet above the detonation. The bomb had ball bearings, steel nuts, which is makes it more lethal, and that, you know, and it can travel 650 feet from the site. So it's pretty scary what happened there. There's no question about that. And here we go again. Anwar al-Awlaki, the U.S.-born cleric, ties to him again. Remember the mass shooter, Nidal Hassan, referenced him. Now you have this other guy, this bomber, Rahimi, referencing him. So from the grave, he still continues to influence actions. And, you know, the father said he told the FBI that he was a terrorist, that his son was a terrorist, but the FBI never interviewed Ahmed Rahimi, never. He was never placed in an FBI database of potential terror threats. And so, look, there you go, right? He traveled to Afghanistan, Pakistan in the last couple of years, married a Pakistani woman. There's a lot of questions surrounding this, and they're investigating it. There's no doubt about that, trying to leave as much behind as possible, meaning find out as much as they can, including tracking down these two guys. All right, this is from Jake, who's listening to us in Austin. Kate, this campaign is just ridiculous. Part of me laughs and part of me just wants to cry at how it's so unbelievably insane. I cannot believe, as you often say, that there aren't better candidates than the ones that we're talking about. I can't believe that there aren't smarter, bigger, badder peeps that want to run for the leader of the free world. You might have answered your own question, and I say the same thing. It seems so crazy to me that this is what we have left. No offense, actually, to either one of them, but is this who, did you think, honestly, that this is who would be president? Trump, a Trump, or a Clinton? I don't think so. I'm just saying, I don't think so. Let's move on. This one is from Joseph 2. I like how he says this. Yo, Joseph 2, listening to you faithfully in Florida. Sometimes I download the show. It depends on my schedule. Wow, the governor in North Carolina having to declare a state of emergency. How awful is this? I mean, how far have we gone? Didn't we already have the civil rights movement? What is happening to our cities? What is going on, Kate? I don't blame the governor, Pat McCrory. What was he going to do? He had to do the state of emergency. Why are a few idiots taking over some of these peaceful protests? Well, there's a lot of whys in there. You had a person who was shot during the protest. They were on life support, critical condition, supposedly not deceased. But how does that happen? So this violence erupts in the middle of what's supposed to be a protest. And it's one day after police shot and killed Keith Lamont Scott, who police say was armed and ignored commands to drop his weapon. This is a guy who was a father of seven, had a book in his hand. I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get what's happening. I get the reaction because of what's happened previously, but this goes to the why, right? I mean, yeah, it goes to the why. Why is this happening? And it's tragic, and there needs to be more conversation. The climate is just, boy, outrageous. All right, so I went off on a tangent. Let's go back to, Christopher. Kate, I'm wondering what the game of the week was for Nail the Score. I'm sorry I missed it, and I want to definitely chime in next time. But what was the game of the week, and who do you think wins the Super Bowl? That's such a loaded question. I think I picked Arizona. And now, of course, finally, my Philadelphia Eagles are doing well. The game of the week was the Eagles and Pittsburgh. I picked the Eagles to win it. 29-24. I think it's going to be a really good game. Really close. I think we're going to have a really, really close game. Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Eagles, rookie, fourth rounder. I love it. I love his story. It's fabulous. But Ben Roethlisberger, the gunslinger, has been there forever. It's intriguing. This matchup is intriguing. Remember, Nail the Score Tuesday into Wednesday, last segment, and I will mail you some of our One World Way too, because Stephen Hewer gave me a truckload of it. And, you know, I swear by it. I swear by it. Here's one from Hennessy. Kate, the polls, the polls, the polls. Are you buying that this is a close election, or do you think Trump has it in the bag? Do you think every time there's violence that that just helps his cause and hurts hers? Well, I think that her physical deal wasn't good on 9/11 when she was shaky, wobbly, coming out of that memorial. That wasn't good in the way the cameras filmed her, especially. And I think that between the two of them, there's enough questionable activities or things that have happened in the past that you could say, ugh, what about this? What about that? You know, the tax situation, the situation with her, of course, with the emails. I've already said this. It's just a coin flip. It's a coin flip because there's a big in-between, and where are you, my independence? If you're completely independent, which direction are you going in? Are you, are you going for Hillary, or are you voting for Donald Trump? It's going to be intriguing. The finish of this is going to be interesting. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal. Kate, I was wondering what your favorite sport is and if you like to ride bicycles. That's kind of a crazy question. Do I like to ride bicycles? I do when I have time. How's that answer? I have a bike that has no gears. It has like 3 gears. So it's tough. I've taken it on long bike rides, and it's great in one way, I guess. It's a double workout, but I'm exhausted. It seems like everyone's gliding by me. And there I am with my 3 gears. So, yes, I like to ride. Favorite sport to play? I like to golf if it's to play. Favorite sport to watch has got to be football. Football, baseball, I guess I would put on that list. I would put on that list too, I think. Yeah, definitely. So that's tough. That's tough for me trying to come up with what the best one is, since I like football. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Timothy. Hey, Katie Kate. I am sitting here actually listening to you and writing you this note. Do you think Tim Tebow makes the Mets team? I think that story is awesome and intriguing, that it all comes down to, here he is now trying to make it through the Mets organization. And maybe, there's a chance. He's athletic. He's in good shape. And it wouldn't be shocking to me if he did. It wouldn't be shocking. Let's put it this way. If I have to pick, I'm going to say, yeah, he could come up for at least a cup of coffee. Let's put it that way. All right, thanks for all the emails. You, too, can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net or DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.